in institutions. Because as I said, the institution I work at, the ones I've been at, they're not hiring more people of color. They're saying we don't have money to do any kind of hiring. So it's like, then what is the education for critical consciousness we can bring to the white folks that are already there and are not going anywhere? I mean, we talked about health. Well, academic white people seem to live very long and keep their jobs much longer than most people in society. I mean, academia is one of the places where you will find people over 65 working, happy to be working, and not wanting to leave their positions so some person of color can hop into them or whatever. So I'm all for like the revolution that we need among white professors, among and so that's an interesting question to ponder. Why has the radical white female voice within the institution become such a ghettoized voice? Not a voice that shakes up the institution. I was looking at Shola Lynch, who's going to be with us today. Her documentary, Angela Davis, Free Angela Davis and All Political Prisoners, and thinking about the difference between the perception of Angela Davis as an academic who could rock the institution, this young black female who didn't even have a PhD, but she could rock the institution. And what institution do we feel is rocked by a woman, a radical revolutionary woman today? What institution in our nation? It's like everything's kind of settled into a groove. I was thinking all of a sudden about the church and within this battle for women to be able to be in priests and to be in charge, but even how all of that has become kind of a push down, like we've arrived at a certain place. We've let a few people in, and therefore, that's the end of it. So, I mean, I'm going to ask Stephanie, who's over there, and who is a high-powered white woman, progressive white woman in control, to some extent. What do you think, Stephanie? I mean, you, obviously, Stephanie brought me here. I see that as a form of activism, but what do you see yourself as possible?
Well, I'm not always optimistic. I mean, I can share a certain sort of pessimism about institutions. I don't myself have a lot of hope that institutions would be the place of the revolutionary future. That said, we make our lives where we land, and we make them with as much critical consciousness as possible, and that pessimism has no right to sort of claim my voice. And so you do what you can do and three things more. It's an unsatisfactory answer, but I think it is an honest answer. I'm curious back to you, it goes back to your question, Bella, how do we theorize what works? So if we can't think of a single voice that is rocking an institution, it may be that institutions of higher ed have lost that sort of radical edge. They really may have. We may have, and I think I wonder about sort of capitalism in a very different phase than it was in the 70s. Mass media and the media saturation in our lives is in a sort of different space. And institutions and the notion of we'll all get rewarded and where's my payoff, that sort of drive for wealth, it's a different landscape. So it may just be that a higher ed institution that could be rocked and radical in the 60s and 70s just is no more. So how do we theorize what will be the radical footholds that we can sort of claim and use? I don't know.
Well, it is interesting that you are here. And that I don't think there are any other high-level white administrators from New College here.
New School.
New School, yeah.
No, I invite
but right. Stephanie doesn't like them.